When you tell someone to get lost, usually it's an insult. But not for this guy. Welcome to Wayne's World.
He is. I found him. I've tracked him down. I was away. He stood me up because he got on the beers. And I haven't just spoken to you for ages. Wayne Baddock, how you doing?
Yeah, good, Angie. It's been a long time between drinks, mate.
I know. So you leave in winter. You leave the home turf of the southwest for warmer pastures, and you've gone.
Yeah, no, just yeah. We got a bit toey with a bit of COVID shakedown going on, so we packed up quick and hit the road, and kept rolling up the coast. But had a, you know, when you're first heading away, Angie, you've got that feeling of excitement, and you know you're heading north and. And sometimes you just want to find a really isolated spot. You've felt like that, haven't you?
I definitely have.
Well, I found one that was just a little bit too isolated, and we nearly had our classic fail on the first night.
Oh, what have you done? Now, you've got a pretty big rig, so we're not just talking the four-wheel drive.
Yeah, you know, it's an Isuzu truck, and when I'm fully loaded up with the slide-on camper, and then I'm pulling the big 6-metre boat up the coast, so... Yeah, look, we're 12 metres long in total, and I wouldn't want to guess the weight of everything, but, you know, we're definitely in the 7-tonne plus range. And when you see a nice sandy track, and I even got out and walked it and thought, I'll just check it. Yeah, look, well, we got in all right, but, gee, we had fun getting out. And that's when all of my little gadgets came to the forefront. Now, you know what they are, don't you?
Well, I would love to hear what they are, because this is kind of the kit list that everyone needs if they want to do the off-road stuff.
Rightio. So this kit list was, firstly, snatch strap, you know, just basic stuff you've got to have. Good heavy-duty rated bow shackles, you know, from ARB. A crane rope, like I've got a rope that cranes use to lift stuff, heavy-duty rope. I got a 12-ton truck winch on the front of the truck. I got the best shovel in the world. I got a drop-down wheel on the boat trailer, so if things get stuck, I can drop a wheel down to give me 3 wheels on the trailer. I got about 10 chocks of good heavy-duty wood. I got a really good heavy-duty jack. But you know the best thing I've got after all of that?
What?
A damn good woman.
Hey, I vote for Viv.
So Viv was a little bit perplexed when we had to disconnect the boat from the truck and take the truck back around, do an 18-point turn, pull the winch on the truck. But look, what we did was the smart thing is we didn't keep digging a hole. You know, we never actually got seriously bogged. We just had to remaneuver everything to get out. And, you know, we did, and at one stage Viv was wanting to call for help. I said, no, you just got to take your time on your own first. Anyway, so that was the first night. After that, it was all guns blazing, and we've hit Karratha, and it's 33, and, sorry to hear it's a bit cool down your way, or it was.
Nah, don't you worry about us, Wayne. We're having a ball in the southwest. We're getting ready for cozy season, okay? So we got this covered.
Yeah, no worries. Well, have you got plenty of wood chopped? And I know I missed you. You drove past our places. We were packing up, ready to go. We were in manic mode. We couldn't even stop the thought. We had to lock the gate so we could get out of there. But fantastic, and looking forward to going to chase some mangrove jack hopefully next week and do a few things before work. But we didn't really get lost, but we nearly did. And look forward to chatting with you next week.
Oof, it sounds like it's going to be an epic year for you, Wayne. And, you know, we don't mind the cool change in the weather because it means we've got some great swell coming for the Margaret River Pro, which started yesterday, that you're missing out on this year.
Yeah, and they'll probably do North Point again one day on a really good day, which would be just down the road. But I'll look forward to seeing the photos.